Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the deep fried friars area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, I mean, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or a box of sunshine. Thanks for.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run, do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Welcome to State of the Kingdom with Ashalon. Ash will be here with you for the next 2 hours to answer your game questions. Send questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. Please remember, Ashalon is not a member of the dev team, nor does he have any dev team powers or control over how the game works, or the ability to make changes to the game. All answers given on State of the Kingdom are Ash's own experience or opinions, and may not necessarily reflect the thoughts or intentions of the asymmetric team. Once again, send your questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you Ashalon.
Yeah. So apparently my nose is not as hideous as yesterday, but I'm still going to be like, you know, probably light on answering questions today, just to make sure I don't, like, kill myself, because, you know, that would be beautiful. Plus, I'm also trying to moxie run my character via dance cards, which is so freaking not Mafia nice. I could probably figure out a macro for it, but damn, I don't want to, because that would make me think and stuff. And I'm also playing Final Fantasy, which I thought would be to a save point before I got on, and I'm not, because there's a freaking door in the way I gotta go unlock. Crap. So here's how this is gonna go. I'll explain the dance card thing later. This is State of the Kingdom, and you can send in gameplay questions, or just questions in general, to the sick one, Ashalon, but you asked me what's sent into Teacher's Assistant, which is player number 1005959. And at that point, I will answer questions, all beautiful like that, and we'll have fun had by all. And that's pretty much how it works. So questions to Teacher's Assistant, 1005959. And we'll see how far I can get through all this lovely mess. And cough, cough, hack, hack. Anyway, I will go ahead and play some music, let some questions filter in, get this damn door open so I can turn off the PlayStation, and multitasking gaming today. Yeah, it's lovely. Anyway, send in questions. Teacher's Assistant, 1005959. You're listening to State of the Kingdom with the sick Ashalon on Radio KOL. Okay, I'm back. Yay. Save point of forever. So, yes, State of the Kingdom. How dare y'all fault me. I mentioned that I was trying to max Moxie my character, if you know, as Ashlyn's level 22. And, because all he has left to do is get those six level 30 trophies. And, I'm working on the first one. Because I happened to just be semi-power leveling at the time. I was star farming, which is respectable. It's not, of course, you know, not power farming for stats, but, so I did some wandering around asking people. It's like, is the castle still good, or is there, like, something in the manor that's better, which I thought. And they said, yes, for Moxie, one of the better ways to do it now is get a horde of dance cards. And those are drops from the ballroom. And you use a dance card, and four turns later, you get a dance adventure, which gives you 350 Moxie. Well, if you... You know, some people say, well, go to the gallery, you might get the special adventure where you can go into the gallery and get some Moxie there. what I'm noticing is that if you're in the ballroom, there's a choice adventure, and one of them is watch the dancers, and you get 150 Moxie off of that. So I'm progressing nicely on my levels, but it takes a bitch-ass time. So I've got to figure out a way to macro this, because, dear God, this takes forever. I mean, it's efficient, and it's more... You know, it's a guaranteed 300 points every four turns, where the castle can't guarantee you that. And so I wish I'd kept count and see exactly how much stats I'm getting to see which is better. But, so that's the Moxie way of max Moxie. And that's what I'm doing. So, some people have sent in some questions to Teacher's Assistant. 1205959. And, oh yeah, this is going to be fun. Bob with a bunch of threes. Do any of your students in real life play KOL? Nope. Bob in a bunch of threes says, my 7-year-old daughter is having some trouble grasping basic 2-digit subtraction. Can you suggest ways that will help her to see its relevance? Have to use objects, sports scores. Can't do it. It's still a big struggle. Well, try money. Girls and money, and I know this sounds like sexist, but I'm serious, and as it works for like most kids, if you put it in terms of money, it works amazingly well, because they understand money. Alexander America asked me if Final Fantasy XII is really better than VII. I don't know yet. I'm still very slow into the storyline. The freedom that you have is kind of nifty. The automation part of the fight system is pretty nifty with the gambits. But the story's really slow catching up, and I think it just started to snowball. So, I don't know yet. I mean, you know, there's no gut-wrenching, you know, death of Aeris that hasn't, like, oh crap, you know. That hasn't happened yet. Captain Google asks, what are the next three familiars? What are the next three familiars that Captain Google should go after? I don't know. I don't know what familiars you have. Let's look. A misshapen animal skeleton critter thingy would be good for you to have. Maybe some more of the elemental gravy fairies. Those are nice and fun to keep. So you have the magic mecha tech. You have a sombrero, you have a pickle, you have a blood face pickle. I don't know, maybe you get a grace of meat and get one of those two Mr. A familiars. Those are nice. Yeah, that would be about good. I mean, you have everything you really need. Do you have a leprechaun? Yeah, you have a leprechaun. I mean, you've got a meat familiar, you've got a stat familiar, you've got an item drop familiar. So, I mean, you've got all the basics kind of done. Now, just finding one that you really like. Bob and a bunch of threes. I might just spend the beginning of a run just leveling up and not doing any quests. Hidden Temple gives 50 substats per turn, and it's easy. Then I crank through the quests quickly and easily without getting beaten up. This Seems like it could be even faster than questing legitimately. Is the game broken, or am I? No. Early on, you know, until you get a bunch of skills to be efficient with your runs, you know, one of the not-so-efficient ways of making sure you can get through the game is to over-level. And then go through all the quests. So, there you go. So no, I don't think it's broken. I think you're just using a not-so-efficient method so far. Freeman asks, do you think the Festive Dismemberment Trophy will be available again tomorrow if the conditions are met? Why would it be tomorrow? What's tomorrow and why is that coming up? I have no idea. What do munchie pills actually do? Well, I will go read you the item description first off. Okay. Munchie pills. I have to go find one. Munchie pills. They're 4,300 each right now in the mall. And it says officially. It doesn't say officially what it does, so I will go to the. I don't want to give you like the wrong numbers before I start telling you stuff. Today is Bonfire Night, aka Fireworks Night in the UK. Oh! Is this like the one holiday where you like burn the guy in, Guy Fawkes? Is that like, is this like the day you like burn him or something? But anyway, the munchie pills, it gives you more adventures for the next food, and the exact number is not exactly figured out. But so, you munchie, you eat, you get more adventures than you normally would. The 5th of November is the day after November 4th. And the day before November 6th, I don't know. Okay. Like, I'm on dev, I know. Okay, but now if you tell me, yeah, I'll probably blow up my fingers just to be safe. And I see here, let me go find, let's see here. Where is it? Knob Goblin Fireworks. I know I've got some somewhere. Combat items. In the combat area. Where the crap are they? Knob Goblin Firecracker. Boom. Blew up my fingers. I'll blow them up again tomorrow, so we'll see. Otherwise, I have no idea. So, yeah, probably not. Jabako asks, what skill would you consider more important? Funk slinging or superhuman cocktail crafting? I was going to take superhuman earlier this run, but I got to thinking about it. Superhuman will help me on no path and boost Aterian runs. Funk slinging would pretty much mean easy victory against the shadow and make the naughty sorceress easier, and doesn't matter on what path I'm on. Any other factors that you can think of that would make this decision easier? No, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. If you're going to be doing a lot of booze runs, this is almost like a given. And I have a phone call, so I'm going to play a song and be back in a minute. Oh, stop. That was not supposed to be auto. Kill that thing. Okay. So, anyway, back to what I was talking about with the funk slinging. And sorry, I thought that was the glasses place going, your new glasses are in, which means, sweet. It wasn't Sunday, and it wasn't them about to close. Like, by the time I get off air, I go get them, which means I go get them after school tomorrow. Sweet. Anyway, back to what I was saying. With funk slinging, I would say, really, since funk slinging is kind of a more broad-range thing, unless you're just planning on basically doing a lot of booze runs, go with the funk slinging, because, yeah. Anyway. Ooh, yawn. Gore Black's ass, one of the first or three, Pilgrim Shield, better than the second Icicle, Treasure Lifer ask, thoughts on the item of the month. Haven't thought about possibilities. Freeman asks, what do you think about the Pilgrim Shield? Well, since pretty much, you know, people are looking, I kind of went and got one of the fast speedrunners to go, okay, what are the super speedrunners thinking about it? And they said basically that for right now, on Uber speedruns, you know, the one day crazy insane people, because that's just insane. But anyway, it does for right now have a better benefit than an Icicle because it saves a pull. And a lot of people are going, well, the logic is, well, 3 stats per fight, that's the same thing as 15 monster levels, but as it was pointed out, when you have a sombrero, and since it's kind of a ratio based on monster level, that 15 monster level with sombrero is actually more, slightly more, than 3 stats per fight. So, better than an Icicle for right now, for speed runs, yes, because you can purchase it and stay with pull. Long run, you know, when it comes down to it, monster level still benefits. You know, it comes down to, do you want to pay the $5 million or $10 for it now, or do you want to try to scrounge up the $13.7 million that they're going for in the mall for an Icicle? So there you go. As Rick also is pointing out, sombrero, second Icicle is still better, but again, Bob, as I said, it saves them a pull to pull something else, and it gives them a little bit more freedom on options. Again, if you have any questions, you can send that to DJ Ashlon, Teacher's Assistant, 1005959. Inferno Hero asks, I think the gallery is the best place to power level in Meat Farm. You get around 30 stat gains without the sombrero, and around 200 meat drop average. Okay. Inferno here also asked me if I'm feeling better a little bit. Rickett says the fastest way to really level up is to use tattered scraps of paper in the gallery. Paper scraps, if successful, allows you to run away from combat without spending a turn. All turns can be spent in the Louvre or leave it. Too bad paper is so expensive. I don't even know how much those are right now. Freeman asks, what does Asymmetric Publications actually do other than KOL? Surf porn in the office. They do everybody's moms. And, that's about it. I know, I'm so kind. So anyway, tattered scrap of paper, 4,200, 5,000. Well, you know, those are actually cheaper than, I think, dance cards, because I was looking at how much those were. Yeah, dance cards are like 8,000, 9,000, so paper's not terribly thin. Oh yeah, update hindsight. That's right. That's right. Again, if you have Teacher's Assistant, you can do, you can have questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, 1005959. I've only got really one more question, and since I have a lack of questions, and it is top of the hour, which is usually when I play my musical break, enter down with the booze giants and get stats while you're getting your booze, that would be really one of your better options if you've already used your barrels. I mean, once you find a little pot of the barrels, you can get, you know, respectable drinks off those barrels. You know, not the best drinks, but respectable for one turn, once you find it. But, you know, if it blows up or something, then you can always booze giant yourself, unless, you know, the microbrewery's got something good. So, Alright. I'm playing some music because, like I said, I'm trying to keep my voice, and I should be back in about 15. Questions to teacher's assistant 100-5959. You're listening to Ashlyn here on Radio KOL. And I'm back. Yay, 15-minute breaks. I know, I'm not answering a ton of questions today. I apologize, but, you know, like I said, I am trying to save to voice and not kill my throat. Were you shocked at Spider-Man in Civil War? Asks Alexander America. What is Spider-Man in Civil War? I have no idea what you're asking me there. NicoChan314. Will sending you booby pics get me better stats this run and do something better than a 10-day run? I don't know. It might. It might make me more inclined to actually look at your character and, you know, help out. But, you know, that's just... That I'm just saying. Inferno Hero says, ever played a game of Mafia? Is that the one where, like, people, like, are the Mafia people and you all close your eyes and you have a doctor and you try to hit each other and the doctor can save somebody and... Is that... And figure out who the Mafia people... Is that what that is? If not, then no. Is it more important to perm smooth movement or musk of the moose? Well, for those of you who do not know what those are, let's make sure we're all clear. Smooth movement, alright, allows you to get 5% more chance of non-combat adventures, right? Alright. And musk of the moose gives you 5% chance more of combat adventures. Well, you know. really, I think more people will use them in whichever situation they need it. Think about it this way. I mean, if you're looking for castle stats in the stat wheel adventure, then you want those non-combats. If you're looking for item drops, and there are annoying, worthless, non-combat adventures in said area, such as, pirate area, for example, then yeah, you might want to have musk on. So, you know, I would say probably, I mean, I tended to use smooth movements more, really only much in the castle. Because that was really, really, you know, because I could dumb that. So, it really depends on where you find that you are having more trouble. Are you looking for item drops? Are you looking for stat gains? Are you looking for items that come out of non-combats? And there's a lot of give and take. Me personally, which I'm pretty sure someone will then come today and say, no, this other one's better because here's why. That's fine. My opinion would be it takes smooth movements, but I can make the case for musk and the moose in certain situations. So, Goreblox asks, how much do raffle winners generally spend on tickets? Well, I know when AdRider won a great cheese, he bought like 10. And, oh, we cussed him out in clan for days. Where I know others have spent like millions. Nico sends me her skills. Antiphon would help. Let's see here. Tenacity the Snapper would help. You have Leash, you have Empathy. Those are good. Those increase your stats. You have Flinching Thrust Attack, Eye of the Scout. Those are good. Claws help. Springy Fusilli will help. That, I think those three or four would be good for you. Your claws, springy facility, tenacity the snapper. Those all would be nice ones to get. Monstrous Madrigal is nice if you're having issues with being hit early on. Those help. So, yeah, songs. So, yeah. I freaking need some Gray Cheese. That's, like, the one thing, and I have not been buying tickets in effect forever, because I keep forgetting. But, damn it, I need Gray Cheese, because it's astronomical, and it comes from the freaking moon, and I must have of these. One of these days. Do you think the plastic pumpkin bucket will take off in price? What? I always get this question like every month. Do you think the item that just went off, will it go up in price? And I will say that it matters on a few things. Number one, it matters on how many people bought them. Okay, the bigger supply, the more unlikely the price will increase. Number two, is this a consumable item or not? Like a familiar item, like an actual familiar, those go away. And so the ones that are left get more expensive. I would say that this one would probably go up a little bit, but don't assume that it's going to happen any time soon at all. But it is a nice item. It does good things. Gives you choices. Vampire Trivial asks, I was wondering if you could tell me what booze gives the most adventures. Oh, and I think you should boil cucumbers. It helps with that cough. Boil cucumbers and honey. Oh, the thing is, though, if I ate cucumbers in the first place, then, you know, that would be... There you go. So I go to my friend the wiki, which says, best drinks for adventures. And the absolute best drink would be any of the Penguin Mafia wines. Gives you one drunkenness and gives you 8 adventures for an average of 8.0. Now, knowing that most of you can't get multiple drinks like that, then we go to the next one, which is the bottle of single barrel whiskey, which gives you 5.5 adventures per drunkenness. Again, you don't get a lot of those. So then we go to the advanced mushroom wines, the gloomy and oily wines. It gives you 4.83 per adventure per drunkenness. But again, really, until you get to the tiny plastic sword drinks, the superhuman cocktail crafting, or any of the original mushroom wines, those all give you approximately 4 adventures per drunkenness. And those would be kind of your best things. And so, for your general amusement, I will post said page into the chat, and let you peruse on your very own. If you're not in radio chat, then you just missed that. Rickett said, oh yeah, did you hear? Helion did a one-day teat run. And my response to that was, how in the fuck did he do that? Because that's ridiculous. So, the question is going to be, which one gets done next? The one-day oxy run, or the one-day booze run? I would assume the one-day booze run is more doable than the one-day oxy run. This is how bad I am with, like, keeping track of speed ascensions. I'm not even sure when last time I looked at the Hall of Ascensions was, the records. We have two-day oxy runs now. Oh, my God. That's just wrong. 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 Yeah, so do tell, give me the details on how in the crap Helion did a one-day tea run. We have two-day booze runs. Yeah. You know, it's sad. I hate to say this, but it is sad. When the fastest oxy run is 50 turns less than the fastest no-path run. And actually, if I just look at sheer number of adventures, okay, I don't care about days, just adventures. My girl in the corner did a 248 adventure run. Booze. 2 days. 248. Halon did his teat in 299. White Girl also did a 250 turn 2 day oxy run. So, just, dear God, that is sick and ridiculous. So, I would bet the one-day booze run's probably next. It just blows my mind. Oh, Dark Eagle's falling off the normal Ascensions leaderboard. I was up there for a while, but then I quit caring. That's so bad. I used to be like in a race with Justin Miller and Becca 07. We were like just neck and neck and neck and neck all the time. And then I quit caring. And yeah. Yeah, I guess with one day booze, I probably. Let's see here. Hardcore run. I have not looked in the Hall of Records in like forever. Rickett, have you got all the stats yet? Or all the skills yet? Have you, like, hardcore permed all those things yet? Or are you still close? Because I know Rickett's around. I know he was getting close. I know Kayween got them all, but then she got... But then those new sticks came out. let's see here. 8-day hardcore oxy run. Not bad. 483 adventures. 3-day teat runs. Those are almost getting fairly consistent. 4-day booze runs. Looks like Mr. Magnifico has got that down pat. Fastest hardcore no path. 504 adventures, 2 days. Not bad, not bad. Still. Yeah, I'm coming with Nico on this. Jesus, dear God, that's insane. That is just insane that you guys have just figured all that stuff out. Okay, I was wondering. Yeah, I need to go back with Dark and ascend 6 times to get the those 6 skills. I'm just lazy. Inferno Hero says, how do you like this gallery skills? Like I just said, I've not gotten those yet. Yeah, I fail. Freeman asks, if you had to name one piece of equipment essential to softcore speed runs that's within the scope of most players to obtain, what would it be? So I'm going to assume that you mean, do not mention the word hockey stick. Okay, I can do that. Most of your speed people, if, you know, and here's what I would do, you know, just go look at almost every one of the speedrunners on the board, you know, that's the easiest way to see, you know, what's the one item they have to have, you know, monster level increasers, period. You know, if I look at White Girl in the corner, she's got nothing on right now, nice, stuff Mind Flayer, very nice. If we look at Little Lisa, she's running Jewel Eye Wizard Hat, Icicles, and Jekyll and Hyde Belt. If, Ash, I'm wrong in some ways. Okay. If I'm wrong, please tell me, because, like I said, I've kind of given up the speed running, and then a bunch of new areas and stuff came out, and so I have no idea what I've said is changing. Cool Cube. Okay, Cold Cube. Let's see here. We've got Jewel Eye Lizard Hat, Icicle Pilgrim Shield. Yeah, we talked about the Pilgrim Shield. Travolgian Trousers, two Mystery Accessories, and a Ring of Conflict. If you haven't got the skills, a Pilgrim Shield is much better than Monster Level. Ooh! We have conflicting opinions sit in. Alright, fight for drama debate. Woo! Debate. Yeah, that was... I mean, real Rick had pointed out that with the Sombrero, that, you know, it's Monster Level, depending on your stats, it's going to increase. And in the back of my head, I kept thinking, well, that's true if you have a lot of skills. But, you know, again, I'm still out of touch with everything. Pumpkin Bucket saves, pulls, and turns. Right. But the question was about, do we foresee a... price increase on the Pumpkin Bucket. And I was saying, since it looks very usable item, I think a swarm of people bought them and are waiting for the prices to go up, which will then make the price go back down because more supply. So that's why I said the price would probably go up, but not for a while. But, Kalkum's doing back-to-back 2 days, no second sickle, and not even possuming. Wow. That's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. No tome, no stasis. Huh. Okay. So, alright, so let me ask you this, 5-4. It's basically routine core. Well, I guess, and like I said, this is where I'm not confused. Because as I said, I've been literally turning my accounts into farmers for a while. So here's my question. I'm going to assume, because when I was running Dark Eagle, I was running, this is what I used to run, two Icicles, and it was before the Wizard Hat came out, and it was before the Trousers came out, it was before the Pilgrim Show came out. It's before the Mainer came out. I was running two Sickles, three Mr. A's early on, but then I would shift it to, once I got the stuff, like just various Monster Level increasers for accessories, like Green Ring of Conflict and stuff. And I could do a really content 3-day. And 2-day, I was always finding that I was somehow messing up like items. I was always like short something. So I guess my question is, are these new items that have come out, you know, the hat, the shield, the trousers, which is what you're using, are those and the addition of the new areas in the manor, are those kind of making stat gain much easier for the generic player? Or for the player who's not, you know, a speedrun. And obviously it is. Or obviously I was doing something so dramatically wrong. And I don't know why. Because at the time I was doing everything that most of Channel Hardcore was doing minus the hockey sticks. So I'm kind of figuring out, you know, what has changed that's making it much, much easier. Because I'm kind of curious now, you know, because everybody's going, hey, this is all kind of common now. And I'm like, it is? See, I'm so good at, like, the newbie questions, and I'm so out of touch now. It's so bad. I fail it. I fail at doing stuff, but, everything has changed. okay. I may actually have to start playing around then again. With stuff. Okay. The gallery. Okay. Gallery is a clover. Mustat, Moxie Venture, 105 in the ballroom. Peak plus castle equal to gallery. No. See, Pfeiffer, please continue on. Just because it's my show, and people ask questions about, you know, increasing speed and stuff, you know, I'm the one that just happens to have the radio microphone. Doesn't mean A, I know everything, and B, as people tell me, apparently quite frequently, that I'm wrong. Gleebs is pointing me out that I'm an idiot for having a completely wrong hat on. And yeah, I don't know why I have that on. Yeah, I can't Skype. My computer has Tourette's and Sam doesn't like me. Thanks, Gleebs. Thanks for making me look like an idiot. I don't know why I have that hat on. Why do I freaking have a miner's helmet on? I don't know. I think because maybe I was farming stuff, and then I started working on the trophies, and then I got distracted midway... Yeah, I got distracted midway through changing my stuff, and never changed my hat. Wow. I should pull out my pith helmet. Because, like, you know... Yeah, that might help. Okay, so Firefly, you said you put a post on this. Can you like throw a link in the radio radio forum? Because that might be nice. Just for, and everybody can kind of read this on their own. Because you know, at some point, and I really should go back to this original idea. I was going to like record, like have people like record like just monologue discussion things on different things. And I talked to Marshall. He was going to do a big thing on PvP, and I never freaking got back to him about doing that. So, yeah, I'm just like an idiot for doing that. So, Sir Pfeiffer is saying he can do it now, 2-day run. He's not using stasis, he's not using Mr. Store Familiars, or Tome, or Clovers, or Gift Item. Okay. He can use all the gear he uses, and does well with only a few skills, Eye of the Stoat, Thrust Smack, Aria of Annoyance, Urkel's and RRR. What the hell's RRR? Oh gosh, I am so freaking out of touch. It's your board of speedruns, like records. Yeah, Trogdor, if you go to Hall of Records, you can go to Ascensions and Hardcore Ascensions, and you can look at what everything there. Ah! Alright, Pyforce put this link in radio chat, and I'm going to let that sit there, because I want to answer some of his other questions. I'm going to let him kind of talk, so then I can kind of summarize. But I want to answer another question, too, because I know people have sent in questions. And, but no. But seriously, if I'm wrong, people tell me I'm wrong, because at times I'm out of touch. Let's see here. Poster child for abortion? What the hell? Can you tell me where the best place is to meat farm? It's not the Icy Peak anymore, obviously. A lot of people who are doing meat farming. Hall of Records is in the town. Go to... If you click on town, and if you go to the upper right-hand corner, which says the Hall of Records, and click on it, you're in the Hall of Records. It's awesome. So, but anyway. A lot of people... And again, there's probably some way of working in the manor, which I don't know, because, I played with the manor enough to get my skeleton, my tattoo, and one skill, and my two familiars. Yeah. Which is the, you know, this is how bad I was. I was like, oh, you can get Moxie boosters better than the castle in the manor? Wow. I'm an idiot. But anyway, because at the time I was looking for items, I was looking for stats. You know, now my focus is different. Now I'm like, wait, so this is different. Anyway, was going to the castle, and 5-4 points out that 30 rounds of not being hurt or hurting cranks off lots of times the NPCR to spit out the meat. So there you go. But again, that's not real nice. Let's see here. Moving down here. Inferno here says hardcore teetotaler run rewards and canned airs could have been saved up. That's true. Rickett says you can really only get 188 turns in a one-day softcore oxy, so yeah, that's so not enough turns. So, Inferno Hero says, yep, you can get better meat drops in the gallery. The gallery's just a place, apparently. Well, I remember when the whole big fiasco of the clover nerf in the gallery was that you could, if you had enough clovers, you could just butt-ass level your character some sick, amazing amount. And I remember all that. And then the clover change occurred, and oh boy, the bitching just started. And I'm like, oh, I don't care. Because at the point, I didn't care about fast stat gains. You know, I was like, okay, I'm farming for items right now. That I'm kind of going on a low-key point right now. I'm good. And then these level 30 trophies come out, and I'm all of a sudden like, crap, now I care about fast stats, and where do I get those, and stuff. And it's just, it's hilarious how people can get, this is amazing how your focus can change on this game with an adjustment or something special come out. And it's just amazing how that all happens. And Stark Moon has checked in, which means she'll come back for her next 15 turns. Or her next, after her 2-hour break. If you're looking to boost your moxie, isn't the shore the best place? No, it's not. No, because as I opened the show, that I was, and as I asked Gleaves questions of power leveling in the gallery or in the ballroom, I'm doing the ballroom because I had a small stockpile of dance cards that I had gotten when I was doing some farming stuff in the manor for a while, a little bit back. So I'm using them all today. And I have set up some effects to try to boost the non-combats to get that choice adventure to get the 150 Moxie and or get the Matilda. So I'm not doing the gallery. But as Rickett has pointed out, if I have the tattered scrap of paper, then that will make the gallery leveling more efficient. So to answer all of your questions, I'm in the ballroom using dance cards, which will eventually give you a 300-point Moxie stat non-combat adventure, and trying to get as many of the 150 non-combat choice adventures as I can. Inferno Hero says, the shore is a waste of meat and adventures, and the asymmetric team knows it well. Ashelon's rambling makes hardcore easier. Oh, thanks, guys. Inferno Hero says, which do you think is more imprudent, more... That's a great word mangle there. Important in equipment, stat boosting, or power, because I alternate sometime. If you have enough skills, you can kind of negate the power level or not level of your equipment to take full advantage of the stat boosting. Which most people pretty much say is, for fast runs, important stat boosting in terms of raising monster levels. Now, if you're talking about, do I want to use power to increase the damage to hit something? /notgethit/etc. Then it matters exactly on what your goal is. Okay? If you're trying to be a plinker, a moxie-based character, more moxie means less hits once you get to that magic number for the area. But then better power on your weapons can help depending on how much muscle it gives or not gives. So, you know, in terms of equipment that boosts your power, when I was, you know, young, you know, low level, you usually go with whatever you can put on, you know, whatever power you're allowed to use. And so when you're early, you always want to kind of focus on getting things that give you more stats so you can survive. As you increase in level, then you can kind of, you know, if you have a lot of skills, then you can turn off the stat boosters and go to something which gives you more power and maybe gives you another effect that's better. Maybe something that increases a little monster level. Maybe something that increases a little monster level. Maybe something that increases meat drops. Maybe something that increases monster level. I know, haha, funny. Or it's, you know, that lowers the number of magic points that a spell or a skill uses. And you can start going away from boosting your stats because then you can kill things faster. And you don't have to worry about being hit. And you don't have to worry about, you know, getting your moxie up high enough. So, you know, it's okay to adjust. Because if you don't have the skills, then yeah, you need every stat point you can do to survive. If you have the skills, then you can survive. And that's just kind of, you know, how worth. And there are only so many monster level increasers. I know. I know. So there you go. Blinking is fun. That's true. I liked it. I used it early on. Let's see here. Spider-Man revealed his identity in Civil War. Is Civil War a book? Is a movie? I know the American Civil War, you know. I know the Spanish Civil War. You got to give me more information on the Civil War thing, because, yeah. I got no clue. Anyway. NicoChan314 says, is the RNG a guy, or is it a hormone-riddled, cock and vagina-hating, raving cunt bitch? Oh my gosh. RNG is probably the RNG is the troll from the accounting department of Dilbert Cartoons. The ones that will sit there and go 99999. And Dilbert asks the other accounting troll, wait, this is random? And the guy goes, yeah, because you just never know. 999. So there, that's the RNG. It's an accounting troll from Dilbert. Oh, it's a storyline from comic books. Civil War is superhero registration, RIPP, except when they did mutant registration. Okay. I've not read comic books in so long, so I wouldn't know. Well, I don't know. It has to be a guy. Because various people always flash the RNG, and they always get what they need. So there we go. No more questions have filtered in. Hmm. me go read this thread by 5-4. It should be good reading, just to see how he does it. You know, I've been told if people flash me, sometimes they'll get what they want, but not always. All right, we'll do one more check here for questions to show up. Wombat says the RNG is a lesbian. Nice. Civil War is a Mega Marvel crossover of the year for them, based on the New Warriors inadvertently destroyed parts of Stamford, Connecticut. The U.S. government passed a bill making every U.S. superhero registration register. Okay, and I'm assuming they don't like being registered, and now all the villains are going after them and killing them off when they're not in uniform or something? I guess? I don't know. Okay. I see no more questions. Trigger07 asks, I'm raising me for a coffee pixie for my sister for Crimbo. Any advice? I only have 2 million of the 35 million. Yes, your advice is you need to get 33 more million. And you'll have coffee pixie. So I would say, yeah. Go do that and there we go. Okay. I'm gonna end because I'm coughing up lungs now. And I have this interesting thread to go read. And Stark Moon is back, and I'm going to leave you with some Juno. State of the Kingdom is brought to you by the letter 2 and the number K. You're listening to Ashlon here on Radio KOL, but only for 6 more minutes. And then Stark Moon. Bye-bye.